uterus. I can do this. I am, after all, the sole proprietor of my uterus, and I see some serious potential to pass through profits. So I'm going to sell out. I'm especially excited to go corporate because the Supreme Court has established that corporations get freedom of speech in this country. And believe me, my uterus has shit to say about the Trump administration. Of course, Republicans would find ways for Uterus Incorporated to only get 80 cents on the dollar in corporate tax cuts, but what's a girl to do? Apparently, my uterus has to fire bullets for Republicans to respect it. I don't know about you ladies. I wasn't born equipped with that function. Look at me. The only bullets I have are from Babeland. It's been an interesting time. I'm a teacher, and there's a lot of speculation about maybe we should arm teachers to deal with school shootings. My students have seen me fumble around my classroom looking for chalk, and they go, Professor, have you looked in your hand? Awesome. A+. But, it's been hard to get Republicans on board with gun control. I spent the last 48 hours in a fight with NRA TV, which I highly recommend. It's been hard to get bipartisan support. And personally, what I think we just need to do is rename schools to include in their names the word uterus so Republicans will object to children dying inside them. Douglas High School was shot up, killing 17 people. Marco Rubio shrugged his shoulders and said, I don't really know if gun control will help. Please don't look up how much money I've taken from the NRA. But if it were Marjorie Stoneman Douglas' uterus, he'd fight tooth and nail to protect the life inside it. Has anyone been following the James Comey media blitz lately? Instead of calling this book A Higher Loyalty, it should have been called Buyer's Remorse. One interesting tidbit that came out was that, like me, his wife wanted Hillary Clinton to win. And you guys, I think you have marital problems? I mean, if I were James Comey's wife, I would be so fucking passive-aggressive. Like, you're right, James, I didn't do the dishes. You know what I also didn't do? Elect Donald Trump. Why don't I want to go to bed with you tonight? Read the New York Times. Yeah, that's right. Watch the news and think about the consequences of your actions. We'd be in couples therapy in a week. But we really are in the stupidest timeline. A lot of people do like to blame Republicans, as you probably gauge. I do join in that chorus. I also like to blame REM because they led us to believe that the end of the world would be fun. And I feel fine. I never thought that I would miss 2016. We're seriously at a point where even Shonda Rhimes would go, okay, wait a minute, this is just an implausible amount of scandal for one presidential circle. I mean, the porn star payoff plotline, this was entertaining, but rebooting this non-verb in 9/11 character, this is just too much. A federal judge yesterday said that there were some gaping holes in the Trump legal team's efforts to halt the Stormy Daniels lawsuit, and I'm assuming Stormy Daniels went, gaping holes, good title for my next film. Mostly I'm just spending my time curled up in a fetal position watching Rachel Maddow to see how much of our democracy is intact, and her long, winding introductions are the only times I find myself pleading for less foreplay. I actually almost died 2 years ago this month. It's a very near-death experience. Spoiler alert, I survived. You think I'd come back for this shit? Okay, I might come back to haunt Trump, but Robert Mueller seems to have that covered. We worked out a deal way back when. 2016 was a tough year for me. Trump was winning primaries. I grew up in Berkeley, and my mother informed me that I was going through my Saturn return. And a couple of my friends decided to off themselves, and I decided to try to follow suit. But here's the thing. I'm good at work. I'm good at school. Not so good at dying. Turns out, we all have our talents. We all have our shortcomings. pastor, and I said, oh shit, have I been wrong to be a born again atheist all my life? Is this hell? Because it kind of seems like hell. Because my mom was raised Catholic, but she got kicked out of Catholic school in like the first grade for pissing off nuns. And my dad was Jewish, but emphasis on the ish, like the schmuck was a bit of a boy. So I do have guilt on both sides, but heathenism was really what struck me. And I just figured that if drinking and sex and tattoos would get me in hell, I'd be with my concert and comedy buddies. It'd be a lot more fun. So, you know, I realized I was not in hell. I was in the ICU of a conservative Catholic hospital. Much worse, much worse. So it was the ultimate irony that I was, that my, as a heathen, I was saved by a conservative hospital. So I decided, you know what, this may be really pathetic that I fucked up my suicide attempt, but I'm going to fuck with them while I can. So when they rounded on me, I said, you guys do abortions, right? Okay, but you're not pregnant. Yeah, but I'm really pro-choice. Okay, fine, I'll take a clicky, but like, it doesn't really seem like a fair trade. Yeah, I'm on the mend. I went to a trauma support group. They told me I had to take my jokes elsewhere, but I just smiled.